It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Janae Pierre. Despite being only about 4 miles long, Newtown Creek in northern Brooklyn is one of the most polluted bodies of water in the nation. It was fouled by more than a century of sewage overflows, oil spills, and industrial waste. 12 years ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency designated Newtown Creek as a Superfund site, marking it for federal cleanup at the expense of the responsible parties. But now, regulators say the cleanup is being delayed. It won't start until at least 2032. Here to discuss why is Nathan Kinsinger, an environmental photojournalist who's covering the story for WNYC Gothamist. Hey, Nathan.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Of course. So for people unfamiliar with Newtown Creek, what happened to it and why is it polluted?
You know, the Newtown Creek has been really heavily used as an industrial waterway for more than a century, and essentially was just a dumping ground for chemicals and oil spills and raw sewage. And even today, its banks are still lined by factories and oil storage tanks and warehouses. So all of that toxicity that has flowed into the creek has settled down into the bottom of the creek, into its sediment.
And after the EPA designates a Superfund site, it's supposed to develop a cleanup plan, right? What's going on with that plan?
The creek was declared a Superfund in 2010, which is supposed to lead to a comprehensive cleanup plan. But the plan has now been set back at least 5 years longer than the initial expectations. And part of the reason for that delay is that the EPA has decided it's necessary to do further testing of the groundwater around the creek. But they've already done 3 other substantial rounds of investigations over the last decade, trying to find out the sources of pollution there.
So the EPA is essentially late with their homework, right? How do people in North Brooklyn feel about this delay?
The community members who I spoke with really have just been frustrated and really disappointed that the cleanup is going to take longer than expected. You know, they've been living with this pollution in the community for decades now. And they were just hoping that the Superfund process would kind of expedite this cleanup, which would really make the cleanup move along much quicker. However, they haven't seen very much progress made towards coming up with the cleanup plan.
And do we know the health impacts caused by Newtown Creek's pollution? What have residents told you about their experience living by the site?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the residents that I spoke with have said that, you know, they're very concerned about the pollution that's in the creek and also the pollution that's all around the creek, polluting the groundwater and polluting the watershed. You know, some of those sources of pollution are pesticides and carcinogenic chemicals. So they're just concerned for the health of themselves and their family members. And in some cases have described a real spike in various forms of cancer and autoimmune diseases in their families.
Newtown Creek became a Superfund site the same year as the Gowanus Canal. That's in 2010. But even though they're relatively close to each other, only 4 miles apart, the Gowanus Canal cleanup is almost finished while Newtown is delayed. Is there something special about Newtown Creek that makes it harder to remedy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Gowanus is much further along at this point, and it broke ground on its cleanup in 2020. You know, it has similar problems to the Newtown Creek, but the Newtown Creek is a much larger waterway with a lot more sources of pollution and many more types of contaminants. So the cleanup at Newtown Creek is going to end up being a much more complicated cleanup.
Mm-hmm. So what's next right now for Newtown Creek?
Well, the next step really is to continue to research the sources of pollution on the creek and then to come up with a cleanup plan. And that's what's been delayed. The cleanup plan is now not expected until 2028, which is, you know, more than 2 decades after the creek was declared a Superfund. And once there is a cleanup plan, the EPA can move forward towards actually implementing a cleanup. But that might not happen now until 2032.
Nathan Kinsinger is an environmental photojournalist. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.